You're listening to RightDivision.com, brought to you by No Side Bible Church.
Any other announcements? Okay, there are no other announcements. We'll go to the scripture reading. It's in Proverbs today, chapter 1, verses 1 through 6. The Proverbs of Solomon, the son of David, king of Israel, to know wisdom and instruction, to perceive the words of understanding, to receive the instruction of wisdom, justice, and judgment, and equity, to give subtlety to the simple, to the young man knowledge and discretion. A wise man will hear and will increase learning, and a man of understanding shall attain unto wise counsels. To understand a proverb and the interpretation, the words of the wise and their dark sayings. And Father God, we ask for your blessing on this, the reading of your holy word. In Christ Jesus' name we pray, for his sake. Amen.
Well, it's 1 week down, and we're moving forward. And it's nice to have the semester started. It's always a little bit difficult at the beginning because you're trying to get used to students and students getting used to you and the courses and getting organized. And there's invariably things that go wrong with organization. Fortunately, all those sort of things are over with, and now things will start to settle, which is nice. Well, let's begin with a word of prayer. Our God and Father, we thank Thee for today, Lord, for all that Thou hast given us. And we think of those around the country, Lord, at this time who are suffering and who are having difficulty, and pray for good decisions to be made concerning the leadership of the country. And we pray for people of prominence to consider the scriptures and find that great wisdom that we are studying at the moment. And we ask these things in Christ's name. Amen. Right, the Proverbs. What a great study this will be, and I'm going to try and be honest to what I said, and that is we'll try and get through this kind of quickly. So, you know, last time we were looking at this whole idea of wisdom as it's mentioned in the New and the Old Testaments, and how important it is to understand that there is this polypoikilos, the manifold wisdom of God, the many-sidedness of wisdom. And this goes back to an eternal purpose. Now, that's how it's translated. Literally, it is according to a purpose of the ages. A purpose of the ages. And you think about the ages, and you think about this one purpose that Paul is talking about in Ephesians, it's going to be good to see how that one purpose translates into a many-sidedness wisdom. And finding out what that wisdom really is, what are the many sides, what's wisdom, how does wisdom differ from understanding, how can Proverbs help? These are some of the questions I have. And I just pointed out some of the great studies that are available, especially if you've got a companion Bible. And I think the companion Bible really in respect to this particular study is amazing. It really does bring forth some great help. In the appendix, the 74th appendix of the companion Bible, Bullinger gives a great discussion here on what's going on in Proverbs and how it was written. And this structure really is very, very helpful. And basically in the structure, what you see are these words which are for Solomon, and then that's the words of the wise. So there's certain words that are coming, and they are for Solomon and for a prince, for a king, and you find references to the second person throughout, and then you find there's Proverbs by Solomon. Proverbs by Solomon for all. Third person, he, his, him, they. And this alternation carries on. Proverbs 4, see, by 4. By 4. And then right in the end, you have the words of Agur and the words of Lemuel. For Solomon. So basically what you have is the structure which is for Solomon at the beginning, at the end, and then this alternation of these Proverbs by and for. So this is kind of an interesting key to understanding Proverbs. So today what I want to do is I just want to point that out, first of all, that there is this clear division going on here. So it's a misnomer to say that the book of Proverbs are all Proverbs are by Solomon. There are Proverbs that are from the wise that are for Solomon, and then there are Proverbs in there which are by Solomon. So it's an interesting thing to see this. And there is this introduction, and I want to look at the introduction here in chapter 1, verse 1. It says, the Proverbs of Solomon, the son of David, king of Israel, to know wisdom and instruction. You'll notice these infinitives come up. To know wisdom and instruction, to perceive the words of understanding. Now, where you get this in verse 2, to know wisdom and instruction, the instruction here comes actually from this notion of chastisement. So it's not only to get understanding in the sense of some instruction that might be theoretical or written or spoken, but also in the form of some special chastisement. Perceive the words of understanding. And when you come to this idea of perceiving the words of understanding, this to me is fascinating here, because to perceive the words of understanding, there are cognate words behind perceive and understand here. Bini, bino. They're cognate. So basically what you've got here is this notion to make discern speeches of discernment. And if you look at passages related to our notion of right division, you can see right at the very beginning of this book is this notion that what you need to be looking for is a right division of these discerning speeches, so you can make discernment. You make discern type speeches because you have rightly divided these speeches which are made from discernment. So it's a very interesting notion of how we should start the study of the book of Proverbs. It goes on and says this, verse 3, to perceive the instruction of wisdom, to receive the instruction of wisdom, justice and judgment and equity. And of course, today equity is, all kinds of ideas of equity have been put onto this, right? And but the idea is uprightness. It says justice, judgment, and equity, uprightness. What do we need to do? We need to receive the instruction of wisdom. There is chastisement of this, of wisdom. Wisdom straightens you out, right? It really does. And good wisdom is going to do that. Good wisdom, I mean wisdom which is put in season. It says in verse 4, to give subtlety to the simple, prudence to the simple. The simple are vacuous people. They can float around and take anything on. Good word, isn't it? Simple. We use the word today. We know what we're talking about when we talk about someone being simple. I mean, what they do is they don't see the depth of understanding that should be there. And they're unsuspecting. They're free to take on all sorts of notions without consideration of the surrounding circumstances. So in that sense, unsuspecting, easily moved. And it says here, to give subtlety to the simple. That is, to give prudence to those who are vacuous in their understanding. To the young man, knowledge and discretion. Well, this is right. You think of the young man, and if the young man who is given many responsibilities for leadership, if they are not to be instructed, boy, can they take on wrong philosophies and be used. It says this in verse 5, a wise man will hear and will increase learning. Isn't that great? Will hear. A wise man will hear and will increase learning. And I want to say this, that we as people who are Christians, people who understand the scriptures rightly divided, we are to move towards those things which are excellent. And that includes learning. Learning. Absolutely. And a man of understanding shall attain, look at this, a man of understanding shall attain unto wise counsels. There is nothing wrong with counsels. In fact, I'm always interested to see how people surround themselves with wise counsels. And you can often see whether a person has at least attained to this level of understanding, because this understanding is the kind of understanding that can bring forward chastisement. When things go wrong, you need a strong leader, don't you? And that leader will have to bring forward chastisement of some kind. Comes out of their mouth, right? In the case of a child in the family, it'll come out of the mouth, but it may even have to, you know, the Board of Education might need to hit the seat of learning, right? That may happen. But this also is quite general. It moves across into what we might see in a wise leader, let's say, in a president. Example of what we got today, of course, is the absolute contradiction of this. Yeah, good example of the opposite, right? And a man of understanding shall attain unto wise counsel. The guy in charge now is just a puppet. The counsel that's around him is not wise, or it has a wisdom which is of the devil. Right? To understand a proverb and the interpretation. To understand a proverb and the interpretation. So the proverb is this. Sometimes a kind of a few words, but deep meaning. Deep meaning has, and it touches a lot of things. So to understand a proverb and the interpretation, you see, the dark counsel, the one of deep understanding, that's dark, and not in the sense of evil, but dark in the sense that you can't necessarily see it. You have to dig deeper into it. And then it goes on and says, the words of the wise and their dark sayings. So here comes that dark part. Dark in the sense that you need to be careful with it. You need to dig into it. It's not apparent. Right? And then it goes in verse 7. Here it comes. The fear of the Lord is the end of knowledge. No. It's the beginning. This fear that's given here in verse 7, it's really about this reverence. Godly reverence. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom, and instruction. People who are in a place of being able to put around them good counsel and are able to bring forth chastisement and instruction in so doing. Wisdom and instruction. Fools despise this. Now, what you're going to get here is something really neat and very apparent. As you come down, say, to verse 20, look what it says. Wisdom crieth without. Now, this is the lady, wisdom, chokmah, who is walking around and crying out. And she is not crying out, I'm over here. No, she's loud. She's loud. And then she's in a place of prominence. She uttered her voice. See her? Her. Female. Her voice in the streets. She crieth in the chief place of council, of concourse, so to say, in the openings of the gates, in the city of, she uttereth her words, saying, how long, ye simple ones? Ye simple ones. where you love simplicity. You're living in this vacuousness. You can't discern anything. How long are you going to remain like this? And the scorners delight in their scorning, and fools hate knowledge. Very consistent here. Fools hate knowledge. Now, we've had bad examples of some Christians, and they have this notion that all you need to do is just pray and have kind of like a simplistic view of life. That is not what you find in the Scriptures. You find in the Scriptures that you're supposed to increase your understanding. And in some aspects, Solomon brings this forth. And his understanding was not simply and only in things pertaining to the Word of God. He had understanding to do with trees and livestock. He could bring wisdom in how you should run a farm, for example, how to grow food and all these things. And the scorners delight in their scorning, and fools hate knowledge. You hate knowledge? Well, you're with the crowd. This crowd is known as the foolish. Turn you at my reproof. Behold, I will pour out my spirit unto you. I will make known my words unto you. Oh, okay. So she has a spirit, and she will bring this spirit forward and make known her words. Because I have called and ye refused. Okay, here comes the other way now. Here it comes. Watch this. Because I have called and ye refused, I have stretched out my hand and no man regarded, but ye have set at naught all my counsel, and would none of my reproof. Here comes verse 26. And this is really shocking. This is the wisdom, right? This is Lady Wisdom, Chokhmah. I also will laugh at your calamity. I will mock when your fear cometh. When your fear cometh as desolation, and your destruction cometh as a whirlwind, when distress and anguish cometh upon you, then shall they call upon me, but I will not answer. Now you might say, well, what is going on here? You've had just recently some good examples of this, right? President Trump had many, many good things about him. Many good things. He showed signs of being open to the gospel. He did. Well, his background is a sinner. He did things wrong, yeah. But let's talk about him as a leader, right? Him as a leader. At the beginning, he showed signs of being very, very open to scriptural things and things which were biblical in terms of their conclusion. Look how, for example, he was quick to side with the unborn baby. Really good. He took sides for life, against death. He was not quick to go to war. No. But he was also quick to bring some wise counsel about war. He did things where he put around him, at least at the beginning, what looked to be some wise counsel. But here's the thing that became clear. When it came to one area, and that was health, he evidently did not put wise counsel around him. Right? And when finally, well, he had plenty of time. Hey, she was crying at the gates. Lady Wisdom was crying at the gates. But in this particular area, he was dull at hearing. Didn't listen to Lady Wisdom that was crying at the gates. Plenty of wisdom available on this. But no, did not take wise counsel of this. And when the disease came and became apparent, he put around him very unwise counsel. And took the advice of unwise counsel and then finally tremendous pain ensued. And there was certainly Lady Wisdom, if you really look at it, you can see Lady Wisdom laughing. You do see it, and there is a mock going on against it. When your fear cometh as desolation, and your destruction cometh as a whirlwind, when distress and anguish cometh upon you, then shall they call upon me, but I will not answer. Nope. See, the problem is, you can make decisions. You can make decisions at the last moment, but if you haven't considered Lady Wisdom at the beginning, chances are you're going to go down the wrong avenue, and great destruction will take place. And boy, I can tell you, I can list a lot of the destruction came. Many people literally lost their lives for no good reason. No good reason. Goes on down here, it says in verse 29, for that they hated knowledge and did not choose the fear of the Lord. Yeah, that's true. This is a law, man. They would none of my counsel. They despise all my reproof. Yep. And the counsel put around them did that. Therefore shall they eat of the fruit of their own way and be filled with their own devices. For the turning away of the simple shall slay them, and the prosperity of fools shall destroy them. The prosperity of fools. Think on that, my friends. Think on that. Behind all this has been, for the love of money is the root of all evil. Right there. Just look at it, man. And we have got the unwise leadership now saying that he wants to invoke COVID part 2. You know that, don't you? COVID part 2 he wants to invoke. Do they learn? No, of course not. Would not listen to Lady Wisdom. Now I skipped some passages because I needed to get to that. I needed you to see how the simplicity is in there. The vacuous. We have, unfortunately, a population that is vacuous. Not discerning. And you've got to look for learning, friends. You've got to look for learning. Do not simply believe the counsel of so-called people who know things. You have to be discerning. You say, oh, but I'm not a doctor. Man, so what? You have to make a decision about your medication. How? You've got to learn. Look what it says down here. It says this in verse 7. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. That's right. My son, here comes the son. This is the important part that I'm bringing up about the instruction and the structure. My son, hear the instruction of thy father. Okay. That's a unique thing about the father. Supposed to bring. The father is supposed to bring instruction. Now that's assuming there is a father. You know what's going on in this country and around the world, right? There's babies, but apparently there's no fathers. There's so-called families without a father. Well, where's the instruction coming from? Oh, the state will bring the instruction for you. Big father communistic state will tell you what you need to know. Instruction of thy father. Now look at this. And forsake not the law of thy mother. The law of thy mother. The instruction, of course, their father is going to be involved with law also. But what is uniquely in his lap? Instruction. And that goes in all sorts of ways. Right? And sometimes, as I said, it might come down to some serious chastisement. But there's instruction for the father. And the mother will say, this is the law. This is what you should do. This is what you should do. And the father says, that's right, boy. And here's some board to make you remember. For they shall be an ornament of grace unto thy head. Now, when it says they, it's talking about the instruction and the law. Those two, right? They shall be an ornament of grace unto thy head. So the head, of course, is the place where you're supposed to be thinking. So the ornament of grace is there. And it comes from the instruction and the law. And chains about thy neck. Necklaces about thy neck. It's not like, you know, chains around the neck like you're pulling someone along as a slave. But rather, these are chains or necklaces. My son, if sinners entice thee, consent thou not. Remember, this is thy son. This is the son. This is the idea of Solomon here being given instruction, other princes. My son, if sinners entice thee, consent thou not. If they say, come with us, let us lay wait for blood. Let us lurk privily for innocent, for the innocent without cause. Let us swallow them up alive as the grave, and whole as those that go down in the pit. Now stop here for a second. If this is true, that is, if the structure is teaching us what's really going on here, then this is, first of all, instruction for those who are as kings and princes. These are people who have rulership over a state. Now look at it. My son, if sinners entice thee, consent thou not. If they say, come with us, let us lay wait for blood. Let us lurk privily for innocent without cause. If you just look, for example, what has been going on with the state, that's what they've been doing. They've been looking for taking advantage of the simple, of the innocent, and to use those for their own gain, man. Financial gain and power gain. No. You leaders, you need to take special note of this. Right? And when you think about this, you can really see how the structure of these things are really bringing you some good instruction about what's going on. Verse 13, we shall find all precious substance. We shall fill our houses with spoil. Look at this. Spoil. Yep. Cast in thy lot among us. Let us all have one purse. Oh, yeah. Isn't it interesting how all these different groups start connecting up, all of the connections? We have a saying, don't we? Follow the money. Follow the money. It's true, friends. It's true. Follow the money. My son, walk not thou in the way with them. You see what I'm saying? Already, we're seeing the structure now is really putting things in its correct place, and we're seeing useful application of this for people who have the charge over us in terms of princes and kings. Look at this. It says in verse 16, for their feet run to evil and make haste to shed blood. Surely in vain the net is spread in the sight of any bird. Look at this. Just think about a bird and how simple it is. I've seen this happen. If you want to trap a bird, many times you can just place the net out. I mean, people who are biologists and they want to take a sample of birds, many times they just put the net out in front of the bird, flying all over the place. They just put the net out in front of them. Right? Surely in vain the net is spread in the sight of any bird. And they lay wait for their own blood. They lurk privily for their own lives. Meaning, look, it's done in front of your own eyes, bird. But you're still going to go down there and peck on that, go for that seed or go for that bread that's been put in amongst this net. And you come down and you get yourself stuck there, right? So are the ways of everyone that is greedy of gain, which take away the life of the owners thereof. They get trapped the same way. They see it happening. Doesn't make any difference. They go for it just like that bird. Well, that's chapter 1. That's chapter 1. There's more in there, my friends. But one of the things I found interesting is this structure that's in here, that first of all gives us the right division of where these things first of all apply. Now, anyone can learn from them. You don't have to be a king to learn from them. But you can see that first of all, these have tremendous application to people, these ones where it says my son, to people in leadership. Very important ones. And man, if we just took this alone, this just this first chapter, if we applied this, for example, and gave Trump or whoever else is ready to take wise counsel, we could point these things out to them. Hey, consider this, my friend. Watch this. Don't be suckered. Why? Because in the end, a whole lot of people are going to get affected. A whole lot of people get hurt. Well, let's pray. Our God and Father, we thank Thee, Lord, for the Scriptures. We thank Thee that there is general application for all peoples, but also specific things in here that we can see happening today, that there are rules, that there's a time, Lord, where the Lady Wisdom screams out and cries out loud. And it's when this occurs that we need to take special note, because we know that when we really need this wisdom and don't have it, it'll be too late. And Lord, we thank Thee for this wise counsel that we've read in the Scriptures, and we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
His name is wonderful, Jesus my Lord.
You've been listening to a lesson provided by Northside Bible Church. Our assembly is excited to bring you many studies to help the Christian grow in the knowledge of Christ Jesus, rightly divided. If you live in the greater Oklahoma City area, we welcome you to come and fellowship with us each Sunday. Sunday school begins at 10:15 and church service at 11. Otherwise, we hope you enjoy all the many audio lessons and Bible studies found on rightdivision.com. Questions regarding today's lesson or on any material on the website can be sent to our email address, which is questions@rightdivision.com. Or feel free to write us at Northside Bible Church, P.O. Box 20777, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma 73156. Thanks again for listening, and be sure and study your Bible today.